Hi friends, this is Kevin Bam Bam Sedam, and I'm here to tell you about my sensei, who was named Chuck the Bomb Bradley. And I am here to tell you, he's probably the baddest man I ever know, and I'm pretty bad myself. He's a 10th degree, I'm a 7th degree. So, we have been friends for a long time, and as well as him, me, and my sensei. So, he also has been very helpful in giving me tips on life on its terms. And I know that I can only live one day at a time, one minute at a time, or I've gone too far. So we're just going to let you know that Chuck's okay. He's doing weightlifting and he looks like a mean fighting machine. So with that, I'm going to leave you. Hey. Kevin Bam Bam Sedam here. Combat Realism, a Soul Set Fire podcast. Today, we're going to go over some things from today's top pound-for-pound rankings. I'm going to give you an all-time list, pound-for-pound rankings. Give you that, and we're going to go over some other things. We'll discuss some things that I hear, some rumors that I'm hearing are going on in the fight world. I've tried to actually figure out for sure, to research, find out if these things are going to happen for sure or not. I've not been able to corroborate on either one. One is the Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul joke. I've talked all the trash I'm going to talk. I'm not talking anymore. Logan Paul can't even get past me to get to Mayweather. He's a joke. He's some kind of comedian on YouTube. He's not a boxer. He's had one fight and he lost. How that gets him a shot against Money Mayweather, I don't know. But I've fought every type of style in combat sports there is. I've won 8 championships in the 3 different disciplines of combat sports fighting. And I think I have a better right to fighting than Logan Paul does. So with that being said, I'm done with that. Because they're both scared of me. And we'll just move on. So I don't know if that fight's even going to happen or not. I did some research and researched further and further into it. And I can't find anything in the last week that's been said about it one way or the other. So, I'm not real sure, you know, what's going on with it. If it's going to happen or not. You have to forgive this hacking going on in the background. Because it's not my fault. Somebody that works here in the background, can't get them to stop, can't get them to go away. Maybe they're just in my ear. I don't know, but they won't stop. But, you know, we're going to keep on with this show and we're going to go on with it. We're going to start off today, I think, with our top 10 ever list. And that's going to start, we're just going to start at number 10. And that's Willie Pep.
They have got Willie Pep at number 10 on the top 10 ever pound-for-pound list. Next up be a little bit of a surprise to some people, because even myself, I would have him listed a lot higher. Sugar Ray Leonard, they have coming in at number 9 on the pound-for-pound all-time list. Jack Dempsey, number 8. Then coming in at number 7, one of the all-time greatest lightweights ever, Roberto Duran, the Hands of Stone. Coming in at number 6 on the all-time top 10 pound-for-pound list is Mike Tyson. If you've noticed, we're all the way up to number 5, and Mr. Money Mayweather, who says he's the best pound-for-pound fighter ever, ever, has not even made this list yet. Not trying to badmouth you, Mayweather, but you might be a little arrogant. Excuse me. Number 5 is the Bronze Bomber, Joe Louis. Number 4 is Rocky Marciano, the undefeated fighter at heavyweight, who's only coming in at number 4 there. Next up, at number 3 on the all-time pound-for-pound list, Henry Armstrong, who won titles at more than one division. And we got number 2, we got Sugar Ray Robinson. Number 1 is the people's champion, the man, the guy that should be in that place, the people's champion, none other than Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay. That is the best fighter, pound for pound, ever. And I mean ever. And that includes you, Money Mayweather. You were a good fighter during your little career, your 50 fights. But beyond that, and being something greater and better than whatever was in the moment that you were in, you were no better than that. That's it. I'm sorry. That's all the better you were. You didn't get hit much, which is a lot more than I can say. So, for that, I give you your accolades. You were a very good defensive fighter. Had that not been the case, you probably would have got knocked out long ago. You know, you can't... I have a lot of respect for you in some ways. In other ways, I had some disrespect because you came out in 2020 saying that you had two things you wanted to make happen in 2020. One being that you would give Manny Pacquiao his long-awaited rematch. I see you sidestepping him and sidestepping and backtracking and everything else on that statement, because you were right there at ringside when he beat the hell out of Broner the other day, and you didn't even speak on it. So I don't think you want to fight him again. That was just talk. The other thing you said you wanted was another match against a MMA guy that was going to cross over and fight you in boxing. Okay, that would have been great too. But instead I hear these rumors that you're going to fight Logan Paul, who's not even a fighter. He's some skit guy who does skits on YouTube. Okay. If you want to embarrass yourself, because I don't even think you can hold him up and make him look good. He's not a boxer. He's not a fighter. You want somebody that'll fight and stick their chest, their friggin' chin in your chest and fight you till it's over. Give me a chance. Let me make that money. I need to leave some money for my kids anyway. You know? We're going to go with the top 10 boxers pound for pound this week. Number one, they've got Triple G coming in at number two. They got Canelo Alvarez. Number three, Vasily Lomachenko. Number four, Terrence Crawford. Number five, Naoya Inoue. Number six, Tyson Fury. Number seven, Sergey Kovalev. Number eight, Kell Brook. Number nine, Sean Porter. And that's what we've got listed on here for today. It's the top nine boxers pound for pound. Top 10 pound for pound kickboxers. Takuru, number one. Murat Grigorian, number two. Sethichi Tsongkhapong, number three. Giorgio Petrosian, number four. Tereshin Nasusaka, number five. Number six, Alex Perrier. Number seven, Yoshiki Taki. Number eight, Q Jiang Liang. Number nine, Artan Kaishinko. Excuse me. Excuse me again. Number 10, Cedric Doumbé. We're gonna go top 10 pound for pound MMA fighters. Tyrone Woodley, John Jones, Daniel Cormier, Khabib Nurmagomedov, Max Holloway, Demetrius Johnson, Stipe Miocic, Henry Cejudo, Tony Ferguson, top 10 MMA fighters, pound for pound. Got number one, Tyrone Woodley. Number two, John Jones. We got number three, Daniel Cormier. Four, Khabib Nurmagomedov. Five, Max Holloway. Six, Demetrius Johnson. Seven, Stipe Miocic. Eight, Henry Cejudo. Nine, Tony Ferguson. 10, Dustin Poirier. Wish I had all the results from the Saturday night UFC 254, which I don't, but I do know that Khabib submitted Justin Gaethje, so I know that was one of the outcomes. Another thing I've been hearing was Conor McGregor, Manny Pacquiao, early 2021. That'll probably still happen if McGregor can get out from under the stronghold of Dana White for him to be able to do anything else. So it seems like Dana's got him whipped. But I'd like to see that happen, just because they're going to give some of the money to the COVID people over there in the Philippines, which is one of the highest rated pandemic people, where they've lost lives and things, has been over in the Philippines, where Pacquiao is also part of the Senate. So he does a lot for that country over there. I'm going to let you guys know, let you in on a little thing I've been doing. I've recorded my first three tracks, hip-hop rap songs. That was my son's thing before he died. He was going to become a big rap star. And I feel it in my heart and my soul to give it everything I got to make those dreams come true for him. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to try to see if I can add one of the songs to the end of my segment here, and then we'll go from there. It's not really even a segment. This whole thing's over. I'm going to do an ad for Anchor, which I might as well just start right now. Anchor Podcast. If you haven't heard of Anchor Podcast, you need to look into it. Research it, as I do. I research everything. I'm the Google master. Anchor Podcast is free. It is very well explained, step-by-step instructions. If you're interested in having a podcast, take it from Kevin Bam Bam Saddam, the Kickboxer Hit Star, the only 8-time champion in 3 different combat fighting sports. So just don't run off. It's, you know, definitely something you want to look into. You can either go to the your browser and type in www.anchorpodcast.com, or you can go to Google Play Store and download the app Anchor Podcast. That's the way to go. And you can even, the more you get used to doing these commercials, you can even make money doing them. So peace out and one love. And everybody always remember, Bam Bam loves you. You're here with Kevin Bam Bam Saddam, 8-time champion in the 3 major combat fighting sports. I am going to tell you a little bit right now about the Anchor Podcast app.
It is one of the best around. It is free. It has very, very illustrated step-by-step instructions. You cannot beat it. It is the best. You can get paid for doing advertisements by from different groups like Anchor and different groups like that, Spotify, things of that nature. You get paid for your ads. This is great. It's a great way to make extra money. So whatever you do, either download the app off Play Store or go to www.anchorfm.com. Okay, you are here with Kevin Bam Bam Saddam, the kickboxer, his star, 8-time champion in the 3 major combat fighting sports. We're going to start off with a little bit of news here. It's all about news. It's all about news here on Combat Realism, Combat Sports News with Kevin Bam Bam Saddam. John Jones last night reacted to as what the fans of UFC weren't too happy with. He reacted in a negative way to Khabib's request that he be automatically rated as the number one pound for pound best fighter ever in the MMA. Well, John Jones has won 15 titles and many, many other things inside of the squared circle, and has every right to that, to even claim that throne as the number one pound for pound fighter ever in the UFC. So, you know, the 15 world titles speak for themselves. Here's some results from UFC 254 last night. Khabib won a second round submission retirement over Gaither. Witt over Cano decision. Volkov KO round 2 over Harris. Halls KO round 1 over Malcolm. Murphy submitted Shakur in round 2. Ankala KO round 1 over Cute Laha. Now Strive KO round 1 over Tuvas. No, Tuvas KO round 1 over Strive. Kenny decision Wood in round 3. Rockham submitted Oliveira in round 1. Jung versus Olivev was a draw. Tony Ferguson was on a 12-fight win streak. Khabib retires. Poirier should fight Ferguson, not McGregor. Ferguson versus Poirier for vacant belt. They deserve it, not McGregor. McGregor versus Poirier will happen on January 23rd. That is what has been agreed upon. The Pacquiao-McGregor fight will happen as well. It's going to happen sometime soon after the January 23rd McGregor-Poirier fight. The Mayweather has already stated to McGregor that he won't make the money fighting Pacquiao that he made fighting him, because there is no greater and nowhere further up the ladder you can go than to do it with Mayweather. You know what, Mayweather, you're probably right. So, this is Rocky Balboa speaking to whatever the guy's name that he fought in Rocky. He gave him the shot. I want to be Rocky and you give me a shot. And then, because you're getting old, you're losing that footing. I've been watching you. And I think I can take you out with this big right hand. So, hell with fighting Logan Paul. He's not a fighter. I've been a fighter my whole life. I've had over 250 fights. Amateur boxing, pro boxing, underground bare knuckle fights, street fights, kickboxing record with 3 world titles, regional PKC title, state PKC title, endless accomplishments. I had a shitty boxing record. I was a guy who had 15 amateur fights. I turned pro with no manager, no trainer, and I fought everybody that was anybody throughout a 15-year career. I fought the guy's records, the 37 fights that I lost Mayweather. Their wins between those 37 guys was like 650 wins, only maybe 50 losses with 600 knockouts. That's 80% wins and 80% knockouts. And I went the distance. I went down town with every one of them. I fought guys. My third pro fight was against a guy 10-0 with 9 knockouts, Jeff Bumpus. You know? I fought a guy, Marty Jakubowski. When I fought him, his record was 110 wins, 3 losses. I fought Gary Kirkland. He was 20-0 with 18 knockouts. I went 6 rounds with him. I fought Angel Man Freddy, Luis Santana, Lupe Pintor, Freddie Pendleton, all the top guys in my weight class, all champions. So, you know, I think that unless you're just going to spend the rest of your career talking crap to everybody else and not actually fight anybody, then, you know, you do that because that's great. And you make a lot of money and that's why they call you Money Man. You make wise decisions. Getting hit was a wise decision. No, not getting hit was a wise decision. But I don't think you can go 8 rounds without getting hit by me. And when you do, that's going to be it. This was just some extra news that I threw in here because this was actually about the results of UFC 254. And I had to definitely throw that in there because I had heard that, you know, Mayweather had made sure he told Conor McGregor there's no way he was going to make the kind of money that they made in 2018. And you know, McGregor knows that and everybody else knows that. But so why even talk about it, Floyd? You know, that's, I like you a lot, Floyd, but that's where your arrogance comes into a play where it doesn't even make sense because there's not anybody in the world that doesn't already know that they're going to make less money than when you fought McGregor. But with that being said, Mayweather, I'm trying to get a rap career going in memory of my son's dreams and hoping to make my son's dreams come true. Laid down my first three rap songs last night. My first song I ever laid down when listened to by 6ix9ine, he said, "I'm gonna sign you." So I know I got a lot of work to do, but I'm gonna make this dream come true for my son. White Wolf, don't forget the name. That was my boy. You'll hear his name. It'll be mentioned in all the songs. This is Kickboxer Hitstar signing off, as I always do. And that's like this. Peace out. One love. And everybody remember always, Bam Bam loves you. Hey, hey, Kevin Bam Bam Saddam here. Combat Realism, a Soul Set Fire podcast. Today, we're going to go over some things from today's top pound-for-pound rankings. I'm going to give you an all-time list, pound-for-pound rankings. We're going to go over some other things. We'll discuss some things that I hear, some rumors that I'm hearing are going on in the fight world. I've tried to actually figure out for sure, to research, find out if these things are going to happen for sure or not. I've not been able to corroborate on either one. One is the Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul joke. I've talked all the trash I'm going to talk. I'm not talking anymore. Logan Paul can't even get past me to get to Mayweather. He's a joke. He's some kind of comedian on YouTube. He's not a boxer. He's had one fight and he lost. How that gets him a shot against Money Mayweather, I don't know. But I've fought every type of style in combat sports there is. I've won 8 championships in the 3 different disciplines of combat sports fighting. And I think I have a better right to fighting than Logan Paul does. So with that being said, I'm done with that. Because they're both scared of me. And we'll just move on. So I don't know if that fight's even going to happen or not. I did some research and researched further and further into it. And I can't find anything in the last week that's been said about it one way or the other. So, I'm not real sure, what's going on with it. If it's going to happen or not. You have to forgive this hacking going on in the background. Because it's not my fault. Somebody that works here in the background, can't get them to stop, can't get them to go away. Maybe they're just in my ear. I don't know, but they won't stop. We're going to keep on with this show, and we're going to go on with it. We're going to start off today, I think, with our top 10 ever list. And that's going to start, we're just going to start at number 10. And that's Willie Pep. They have got Willie Pep at number 10 on the top 10 ever pound for pound list.
Next up be a little bit of a surprise to some people, because even myself, I would have him listed a lot higher. Sugar Ray Leonard, they have coming in at number 9 on the pound for pound all-time list. Jack Dempsey, number 8. Then coming in at number 7, one of the all-time greatest lightweights ever, Roberto Duran, the Hands of Stone. Coming in at number 6 on the all-time top 10 pound-for-pound list is Mike Tyson. If you've noticed, we're all the way up to number 5, and Mr. Money Mayweather, who says he's the best pound-for-pound fighter ever, has not even made this list yet. Not trying to badmouth you, Mayweather, but you might be a little arrogant. Excuse me. Number 5 is the Bronze Bomber, Joe Louis. Number 4 is Rocky Marciano, the undefeated fighter at heavyweight, who's only coming in at number 4 there. Next up, at number 3 on the all-time pound-for-pound list, Henry Armstrong, who won titles at more than one division. And we got number 2, we got Sugar Ray Robinson. Number 1 is the people's champion, the man, the guy that should be in that place, the people's champion, none other than Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay. That is the best fighter, pound for pound, ever. And I mean ever. And that includes you, Money Mayweather. You were a good fighter during your little career, your 50 fights. But beyond that, and being something greater and better than whatever was in the moment that you were in, you were no better than that. That's it. I'm sorry. That's all the better you were. You didn't get hit much, which is a lot more than I can say. So, for that, I give you your accolades. You were a very good defensive fighter. Had that not been the case, you probably would have got knocked out long ago. You know, you can't... I have a lot of respect for you in some ways. In other ways, I had some disrespect because you came out in 2020 saying that you had two things you wanted to make happen in 2020. One being that you would give Manny Pacquiao his long-awaited rematch. I see you sidestepping him and sidestepping and backtracking and everything else on that statement, because you were right there at ringside when he beat the hell out of Broner the other day, and you didn't even speak on it. So I don't think you want to fight him again. That was just talk. The other thing you said you wanted was another match against a MMA guy that was going to cross over and fight you in boxing. Okay, that would have been great too. But instead I hear these rumors that you're going to fight Logan Paul, who's not even a fighter. He's some skit guy who does skits on YouTube.
Okay.
If you want to embarrass yourself, because I don't even think you can hold him up and make him look good. He's not a boxer. He's not a fighter. You want somebody that'll fight, stick their chest, their friggin' chin in your chest, and fight you till it's over. Give me a chance. Let me make that money. I need to leave some money for my kids anyway. You know? We're going to go with the top 10 boxers pound for pound this week. Number one, they've got Triple G. Coming in at number two, they got Canelo Alvarez. Number three, Vasily Lomachenko. Number four, Terrence Crawford. Number five, Naoya Inoue. Number six, Tyson Fury. Number seven, Sergey Kovalev. Number eight, Kell Brook. Number nine, Sean Porter. And that's what we've got listed on here for today. It's the top nine boxers pound for pound. Top 10 pound for pound kickboxers. Takuru, number one. Murat Grigorian, number two. Sethichi Tsongkhapong, number three. Giorgio Petrosian, number four. Tereshin Natsusaka, number five. Number six, Alex Perrier. Number seven, Yoshiki Taki. Number eight, Q Jiang Liang. Number nine, Artan Kaichenko. Excuse me. Excuse me again. Number 10, Cedric Doumbé. We're going to go top 10 pound for pound MMA fighters. Tyrone Woodley, John Jones, Daniel Cormier, Khabib Nurmagomedov, Max Holloway, Demetrius Johnson, Stipe Miocic, Henry Cejudo, Tony Ferguson, top 10 MMA fighters, pound for pound. Got number one, Tyrone Woodley. Number two, John Jones. We got number three, Daniel Cormier. Four, Khabib Nurmagomedov. Five, Max Holloway. Six, Demetrius Johnson. Seven, Stipe Miocic. Eight, Henry Cejudo. Nine, Tony Ferguson. 10, Dustin Poirier. Wish I had all the results from the Saturday night UFC 254, which I don't, but I do know that Khabib submitted Justin Gaethje. So I know that was one of the outcomes. Another thing I've been hearing was Conor McGregor, Manny Pacquiao, early 2021. That'll probably still happen if McGregor can get out from under the stronghold of Dana White for him to be able to do anything else. So it seems like Dana's got him whipped. But I'd like to see that happen just because they're going to give some of the money to the COVID people over there in the Philippines, which is one of the highest rated pandemic people where they've lost lives and things. Has been over in the Philippines, where Pacquiao is also part of the Senate. So he does a lot for that country over there. I'm going to let you guys know, let you in on a little thing I've been doing. I've recorded my first three tracks. Hip-hop rap songs. That was my son's thing before he died. He was going to become a big rap star. And I feel it in my heart and my soul to give it everything I got to make those dreams come true for him. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to try to see if I can add one of the songs to the end of my segment here, and then we'll go from there. It's not really even a segment. This whole thing's over. I'm going to do an ad for Anchor, which I might as well just start right now. Anchor Podcast. If you haven't heard of Anchor Podcast, you need to look into it. Research it, as I do. I research everything. I'm the Google master. Anchor Podcast is free. It is very well explained, step-by-step instructions. If you're interested in having a podcast, take it. From Kevin Bam Bam Saddam, the kickboxer hit star, the only 8-time champion in 3 different combat fighting sports. So just don't run off. You know, definitely something you want to look into. You can either go to the your browser and type in www.anchorpodcast.com, or you can go to Google Play Store and download the app Anchor Podcast. That's the way to go. And you can even, the more you get used to doing these commercials, you can even make money doing them. So peace out. And one love. And everybody always remember, Bam Bam loves you. Okay, you are here with Kevin Bam Bam Saddam, the kickboxer hit star, 8-time champion in the 3 major combat fighting sports. We're going to start off with a little bit of news here. It's all about news. It's all about news here on Combat Realism, Combat Sports News with Kevin Bam Bam Saddam.
John Jones last night reacted to as what the fans of UFC weren't too happy with. He reacted in a negative way to Khabib's request that he be automatically rated as the number one pound for pound best fighter ever in the MMA. Well, John Jones has won 15 titles and many, many other things inside of the squared circle, and has every right to that, to even claim that throne as the number one pound for pound fighter ever in the UFC. So, you know, the 15 world titles speak for themselves. Here's some results from UFC 254 last night. Khabib won a second round submission retirement over Gaither. Witt over Cano decision. Volkov KO round 2 over Harris. Halls KO round 1 over Malcolm. Murphy submitted Shakur in round 2. Ankala KO round 1 over Cute Laha. Now Strive KO round 1 over Tuvas. No, Tuvas KO round 1 over Strive. Kenny decision Wood in round 3. Rockham submitted Oliveira in round 1. Jung versus Olivev was a draw. Tony Ferguson was on a 12-fight win streak. Khabib retires. Poirier should fight Ferguson, not McGregor. Ferguson versus Poirier for vacant belt. They deserve it, not McGregor. McGregor versus Poirier will happen on January 23rd. That is what has been agreed upon. The Pacquiao-McGregor fight will happen as well. It's going to happen sometime soon after the January 23rd McGregor-Poirier fight. The Mayweather has already stated to McGregor that he won't make the money fighting Pacquiao that he made fighting him, because there is no greater and nowhere further up the ladder you can go than to do it with Mayweather. You know what, Mayweather, you're probably right. So this is Rocky Balboa speaking to whatever the guy's name that he fought in Rocky. He gave him the shot. I want to be Rocky and you give me a shot. And then, because you're getting old, you're losing that footing. I've been watching you. And I think I can take you out with this big right hand. So, hell with fighting Logan Paul. He's not a fighter. I've been a fighter my whole life. I've had over 250 fights. Amateur boxing, pro boxing, underground bare knuckle fights, street fights, kickboxing record with 3 world titles, regional PKC title, state PKC title. Endless, endless accomplishments. I had a shitty boxing record. I was a guy who had 15 amateur fights. I turned pro with no manager, no trainer, and I fought everybody that was anybody throughout a 15-year career. I fought the guy's records, the 37 fights that I lost Mayweather, their wins between those 37 guys was like 650 wins, only maybe 50 losses with 600 knockouts. That's 80% wins and 80% knockouts. And I went the distance. I went down town with every one of them. I fought guys. My third pro fight was against a guy 10-0 with 9 knockouts, Jeff Bumpus. You know? I fought a guy, Marty Jakubowski. When I fought him, his record was 110 wins, 3 losses. I fought Gary Kirkland. He was 20-0 with 18 knockouts. I went 6 rounds with him. I fought Angel Man Freddy, Luis Santana, Lupe Pintor, Freddie Pendleton, all the top guys in my weight class, all champions. So, you know, I think that unless you're just going to spend the rest of your career talking crap to everybody else and not actually fight anybody, then, you know, you do that because that's great. And you make a lot of money, and that's why they call you Money Man. You make wise decisions. Getting hit was a wise decision. No, not getting hit was a wise decision. But I don't think you can go 8 rounds without getting hit by me. And when you do, that's going to be it. This was just some extra news that I threw in here because this was actually about the results of UFC 254. And I had to definitely throw that in there because I had heard that, you know, Mayweather had made sure he told Conor McGregor there's no way he was going to make the kind of money that they made in 2018. And you know, McGregor knows that, and everybody else knows that. But so why even talk about it, Floyd? You know, I like you a lot, Floyd, but that's where your arrogance comes into a play where it doesn't even make sense, because there's not anybody in the world that doesn't already know that they're going to make less money than when you fought McGregor. But with that being said, Mayweather, I'm trying to get a rap career going in memory of my son's dreams and hoping to make my son's dreams come true. Laid down my first 3 rap songs last night. My first song I ever laid down, when listened to by 6ix9ine, he said, "I'm gonna sign you." So I know I got a lot of work to do, but I'm gonna make this dream come true for my son. White Wolf, don't forget the name. That was my boy. You'll hear his name. It'll be mentioned in all the songs. This is Kickboxer Hit Star signing off, as I always do. And that's like this. Peace out. One love. And everybody remember always, Bam Bam loves you.